Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has added tools to the broadband.gov website to help users measure their broadband speeds or report that they don't have broadband available. The FCC announced Thursday that it's added new features called the Consumer Broadband Test and the Broadband Dead Zone Report to broadband.gov. The Consumer Broadband Test measures broadband quality indicators such as speed and latency and reports that information to consumers and the FCC. A mobile version of the app, the first mobile app released by the FCC, is also available through the Apple and Android app stores. Intel invested an undisclosed amount in social media incubator BetaWorks to gain insight into real-time user behavior on social networks, the chipmaker said on Thursday. The investment could help Intel develop better hardware for mobile devices or servers that either access or provide real-time social media services, said Mike Buckley, managing director of Intel Capital. Buckley declined to comment on how much Intel invested in BetaWorks. Intel joined other companies, including AOL, that invested in BetaWorks on Thursday. An AOL spokeswoman confirmed the investment, but declined to comment on the amount. Microsoft's Xbox 360 outsold Nintendo's Wii game console in February to claim the top spot in the U.S. monthly sales ranking for the first time in more than 2 years, analyst group NPD said Thursday. Overall, the industry had a poor month, with total sales down 15% from February last year. The Xbox 360 sold 422,000 units during the month, compared to the Wii's 397,900 units. The PlayStation 3 sold 360,100 units, which is, while only good enough for third place, represented a 30% increase over February 2009. Google started a public test of a blogger layout customization tool that the company says significantly broadens publishers' ability to modify the look of their blogs. The Blogger Template Designer includes ready-to-use professional designs, pre-built templates that can be further modified, a color adjustment control to tweak the blog's color palette, stock photos for background use, and an advanced interface for publishers who know HTML and CSS. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news in the world of technology.